Carol, can you talk to us a little bit about what Rural Minds is and some of the services that you guys provide?
Rural Minds is the only nonprofit 501c3 that in the country that represents the 46 million people who live and work in rural America. Rural Minds was really born out of tragedy. Our founder, Jeff Winton, lost a nephew who was involved in the farming operation in New York to suicide around 2012. And as Jeff and his family processed this tragedy, they realized that there really was a need to talk about mental illness and to start conversations that would help remove the silence and stigma and suffering that often takes place in rural America. His nephew left behind 3-year-old twins, and so the family waited until the twins were, I think, teenagers before they decided to start the organization 5 years ago. And over that 5 years, the program has been involved in a number of efforts. One of their big efforts is the Rural Resilience Program, which is essentially a meeting in a box that gives communities and folks out in rural America the tools and information they need to have discussions at local meetings, church meetings, civic groups, commodity board meetings, and what have you. And that has been very well received. In addition, we've done collaborations with on webinars and have been involved in, really having discussions about policy related to rural health care and mental health. And it just seems as though everywhere that our founder speaks, everywhere we go, we meet people who talk about the importance of improving mental health in rural America. It's so important.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you guys have a specific program designed for farmers called the Farmer Mental Health Resilience Program. Can you talk a little bit about this program for us?
The Mental Health Resilience Program really has come about because of what we're seeing and hearing about the crisis among farmers in rural America. It's no secret that farmers face a unique set of pressures, even in the best of years, from financial pressures to weather volatility and all those things that go along with growing a crop and raising animals outside in the elements and dealing with markets that are affected by global activities. And so when any of those pressures become increased due to things happening around the world, it only sends their pressure levels higher. And just like anything else, there's only so much you can take, and you have to find a way to and the tools to manage your emotions and your stress level so you can get back to a balance that helps you keep perspective and focus on what's important. And so we've also seen an increase in inquiries to our organization. You read the news about the increase in farm bankruptcies. And so we really felt that there was a need to develop a set of tools that really was designed to address those unique pressures that farmers and their families face as they go through their day-to-day lives. And so as a result, we developed the Farmer Mental Health Resilience Program with generous support from VM Agritech, who is really interested in helping us work to increase mental wellness among farmers and their families. And so the program includes information that describes what mental illness is, the types of mental illness, the symptoms that you might feel with mental illness. We include conversation starters as a suggestion to help people if they're hoping to have a conversation with someone who they feel like is becoming withdrawn, or they can tell that the stress levels are high, suggested ideas for just starting conversations to begin the discussion. And that's a real important point, because we often find as people become more and more stressed, often you'll see behavior changes in somebody you know. Maybe it's a friend down the road who's struggling, and they usually, when you meet them on the road, you stop and roll down the window and catch up on what's going on for the day or whatever. And maybe the neighbor stops when they see you because they don't want to have a conversation. Maybe they quit going to church. Maybe they quit going, circulating in the community. Or maybe they go from being happy and cheerful to someone who's more withdrawn. And so we want people to really have the tools they need to start conversations, because we find that connection, no matter how minor you may think it is, that connection helps people know that somebody cares. And that's an important component in helping someone work through some of the anxiety issues that they may be dealing with. In addition, our program includes important links to different programs in agriculture that are in place, and as well as a video that was created in conjunction with Cornell University that really goes into detail on a number of mental illness and mental health issues and how to deal with them and how strategies for improving the outcomes among our farming community.
Carol, can you talk about some of the unique pressures that farmers are facing right now? I know that things are not great in the current ag economy here in agriculture. So talk about some of the overall challenges that farmers face and some of the increased mental health challenges that come along with that.
You know, my dad always used to say that farming was a gamble, because a farmer puts a seed in the ground and they don't know what the weather's going to be. They don't know what disease and insect pressures are going to be. And they don't know what the price is going to be when they harvest that crop at the end of the season. So many unknowns, so much uncertainty. In addition, if you take all of that uncertainty and you mix it with the emotional connection to the land and the farm that's often been in families for generations, I think it's almost a powder keg, if you will, because when those pressures increase and when you're struggling to figure out how you're going to make a profit when your inputs are so expensive, and the price you're getting at harvest is lower than you'd like, it's really hard to figure out how you're going to make a go of it. And I think along with that family legacy, there's also this additional emotional pull of, I don't want to be the one to let the farm go. I don't want to be the one that, where farming ends with my generation. And so I think farmers feel this tremendous pressure. In addition, I think, and I'm a farm kid. I don't, you know, it's one of those things where you learn that I think from little on up, you know, to stand on your own two feet, to be independent, to take responsibility, and to solve your own problems. And so you have these, you know, business pressures, you have these emotional pressures, and you have this overwhelming, you know, desire to fix it yourself. And I think that those three things can just really become a hard thing. And, you know, the self-sufficiency is of an honorable quality. And it's something I'm very proud that I grew up with as a farm kid, you know, to kind of have that can-do attitude. But when it comes to your health, it can have disastrous consequences. Think about being diagnosed with cancer or with high blood pressure. And if you decide to do nothing about it, eventually, you're probably going to have a bad experience, because you haven't taken care of your health. Mental health is no different. And we often find, interestingly enough, that just like diabetes and cancer, mental health often has a genetic link. And so with that genetic predisposition, once again, it's simply part of your wiring. And it's important that you do what it takes to get the help you need when you need it, so that you can continue to be resilient and deal with those day-to-day pressures that we know are there for the farming community. One thing I might add too is, you know, there are several barriers to our farmers and farm families getting help. Sometimes it's access to healthcare professionals who can be there. It, you know, there's something like 60% of the rural counties in rural America don't have even one psychiatrist to serve the area. And there's a time challenge, because no one should, you know, can tell a farmer in the middle of planting or harvest to take a 2-week vacation and relax. And so it's a matter of helping, you know, farmers understand you can take micro breaks. You can play with the kids in the front yard. You can go for a walk around the field just to, for a few minutes, to kind of, you know, take a breath of fresh air and take a break. And I think that just being able to talk about things, one of the most serious things that happens as people suffer from mental illness is that they stop talking. And it's so important to continue talking and finding your people so that you can have those conversations where you can say, you know, I'm really struggling right now, you know? And so we want farmers to be able to do that. There's an important resource for farmers and their families when you encounter someone who you really think is in a bad place. We encourage people to ask the person, are you thinking of harming yourself? And that may feel like an awkward thing to ask, but research has shown that it makes a difference, because asking that sends the message that you care, just like having conversations. And there are resources out there, a 988, the National Suicide Hotline, where there are counselors available 24/7 to talk with you and to help you decide what kind of help you need and what the next step should be to help take care of your condition. And so if you encounter someone like that, ask them if they are thinking of harming themselves, stay with them. Make the phone call to 988 and you know, stay with them and help them find a way out, because no one should have to suffer through mental illness alone. It's just as simple as that.
Carol, this has been such a great conversation. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on that I might have missed in regards to any of your programming or just anything else, final thoughts that you want to share?
I would like to make people aware of how they can find the resources for the Farmer Mental Health Resilience Program. They can go to the Rural Minds website go to www.ruralminds.org/farmer resilience, and that'll take them right to the program and all of the tools that are available. And I encourage people to spend some time on the site, because there is a wealth of information there that, you know, not only our rural resilience program, but our webinar series and different articles and information on there that just help create awareness and tell the story of mental health, the importance of mental wellness, and how you can get help if you need it. And I guess the other point I would mention is, you know, farmers are the backbone of this country. Every time you put a piece of food in your mouth, you should thank a farmer. They grow the fiber that goes into our clothing. They grow the inputs that create biofuels. And without them, I'm not sure what we would do as a country. And I think it's important to honor farmers for the work that they do day in and day out. I think it's important to respect farmers for the depth and breadth of their responsibility in supporting this country. And I guess we at Rural Minds just want to do everything we can to make sure that our farmers stay mentally resilient as possible, so that they can continue to do this very important work.